What is going on, Colts Nation? He is Jamal Lawrence, and I'm Eric Smith, your co-host of the Colts Cast.
Yo.
Hey, let's talk Quandre Diggs. Let's talk about him. Former Seattle Seahawk who surprisingly got released just like every other safety in the NFL this year. that was crazy. Yeah, along with many other safeties. Now, you know, on one hand, really strong as strong safety. Julian Blackman, you know, we re-signed him, one-year deal, locked in as a starter. Other hand, free safety, wide open, right?
Yeah, it is wide open. About as wide open as somebody hitting that like, subscribe button for us right there. Drop your comments below. Let us know what you think. If you think we should target the free safety and Quandre Diggs, maybe somebody else you got in mind. I know there are a few other people who like a young man by the name of Justin Simmons, I believe it is.
Yeah,
from the Broncos.
The entire episode on him, but yeah, I know... Yeah. Talking about that free safety position. So, you know, you got Nick Cross, who probably hasn't shown enough to warrant, you know, insert locked in starter. Rodney Thomas the second, who in my opinion is not, you know, he hasn't been great, hasn't been solid. And then Daniel Scott, who was sidelined for his entire rookie season due to a torn ACL. So, you know, this is where Quandre Diggs comes in, right, Jamal?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'll keep it short and sweet for everybody why he should come in, you know. In my personal opinion, I think at this point he's our best option. He had a down year with the Seahawks, you know, and they, of course, they let him go. They needed to save, well, I think they saved like 11 milli off of that. So why not go ahead and take advantage of this? This is going to be a guy we can get for a decently cheap bargain who can still produce. Especially more, most importantly, especially because the hype for all the players to finally start to die down in free agency. Of course, I'll be the first person to tell you I was a victim just like everybody else in free agency. We thought we would go a little harder than we had in the past couple of years. Obviously not much change from that. We did what we do best, and that's sign our own players back. But at the same token, you know, I got to commend this, that we didn't pull the trigger on the safety position. Clearly we're not going to pull the trigger on the cornerback position. Ballard's already said that he made it crystal clear. He's fine with all our people. That's not the discussion for today, but this is why we have to pull the trigger on a safety. But because we waited so long now, the market's kind of flatlined a little bit, and we can kind of see that maybe some of these people, they can't get as much money as they thought they'd been able to here back at the beginning of March. You know, when we first had the opportunity. So tell you all that to say, this man's had a career high tackles last year. I think he had like 96 tackles. Of course, you know, his biggest game is the interception game. We've seen him over the past couple of years. I think he had 24 interceptions over the past 4 years, having at least four in every season. So him only having one last year, his worst amount since 2019. I'm not dogging that, especially when he still had 96 tackles. Because when I think about this in the grand scheme of things,
I think it was 15 interceptions last 4 years.
15,
that's six interceptions a year. That would
appreciate the correction. Number.
I mean, that would be amazing, but I don't think he would be on the market if he.
Yeah, no, good call. And I probably should have put that note in here, but I didn't have it. So that's me spitballing numbers that I just got wrong. But going back to the two players you just talked about, you know, with our current free safety market, we have with Rodney Thomas, who missed, well, I believe 23% of his tackles last year and allowed 21.2 yards per catch. Those huge holes in the defense. We can't have that. We can't have that. And Nick Cross, of course, that was your boy when he first got drafted. On paper, Nick Cross, I mean, he didn't look too bad. Only missed four tackles. Boy. He only missed four tackles last year and only allowed 9 yards per reception. But at the same token, such a small sample size. I think he only played, 292 snaps versus Thomas, who had close to 1,000 snaps. So, I mean, we're talking about a third of the play. What would have happened had he been in there for that full amount of time? So I think that definitely comes in a part of this as well. Say all that, Eric, to say that at this point, do we want to trust these two guys to figure this out on our defense at the free safety spot, or do we just go ahead and use that money that we restructured and bite the bullet on someone like Diggs, who still has plenty of upside? I am more than sure he wants to still play at a high level. He can still play at a high level. One down year doesn't mean that you're over it. And again, that was just a down year as far as interceptions go. Tackling wise was his career best. So he still has gas in the tank. So why not go ahead and offer him a man a little 2 year, you know, 22 milli, something like that. Make him feel good. Maybe give him a little less, so you throw some extra guaranteed in there to make him feel better. I think that could be a steal for us if we were to get that.
Yeah, bite the bullet. I don't even know if I'd even say that's buying the bullet, because it would be an upgrade at the position, right?
True.
Shoot, we need to spend the money. I don't know why we're just holding on to it. Yeah, he's 31. He's still got some prime left in him. You know, I think he took a little bit of a step back in 2023, but he's made three Pro Bowl appearances with the Seahawks in this decade. Did I mention he hasn't missed a single game in the last four seasons? Wow. Health is a priority. And he's
literally been the demise of our squad.
Dog. Like a single game. He suited up. we love hearing that. So yeah, I think this is a good addition, Jamal. He'd be a great fit in this Gus Bradley system. He's a certified ball hawk, like you said. Many, many, many interceptions in the last few seasons. I got 15 in the last 4 years. That's really good. He's been a really good deep defender for most of his career. And that's exactly who we need right now. Someone to limit opposing explosive offensive plays like that. That's what Ballard talked about. And I agree. I mean, there was one game in particular, the Saints game last year. Boy, Derek Carr just threw that thing up downfield.
Didn't matter.
Yeah, dog. And they were getting 50 plus yard plays. All that can't happen, you know. And I think he's going to have plenty of opportunities given how much disruption our defensive front is going to cause for offensives now. You know, you add in Latu, we got Tyquan Lewis, Dio in there, Samson Ibukam, Kwity Paye, DeForest Buckner, Grover. This is a stacked defensive line. And, you know, all those players can swap in for those breather rounds too. It's just going to be fresh havoc for those offensive linemen. I think, and this might be another. Now, you know what? I'm going to keep that for another episode. We'll talk about defensive line another episode. We're going to keep it with Quandre Diggs. I think you need a veteran who's going to come in and not blow coverage or not have amnesia when it comes to communicating at the last line of defense. We saw that a lot of times last year where, you know, missed the assignment. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. And I think a veteran like Quandre Diggs, I think he's a little more keen to what the offense has given us, and he's going to be able to react and have those instincts that, you know, a Pro Bowl safety would have. So, Jamal, you did an episode on Justin Simmons. I think he's like the shiny toy. Like, if we could get
him, yeah,
be great. Now, will Ballard pay double-digit annual average money for him? Because that's how much I think Simmons is worth. That's where I think his market value sits at. I mean, Simmons has been great. You could probably argue he's worth it. And again, I just don't think Ballard pulls the trigger, even with the cap space restructures. But Quandre Diggs, I think we can get him sub double digits. I'm talking single digits, probably near Blackman's contract as far as the annual average value. I'm thinking that 7 to 9 million. Which is more of Ballard's cup of tea, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, like in conclusion, I think Diggs without a question is an upgrade, and the Colts need to upgrade this safety room to kind of level up this defense a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just to put a bow on top of everything you just said, again, that he's the piece that we can have in the squad to just elevate the team, elevate these guys. And again, trust what we have going on with the defensive line. And let that transition straight to the backfield. Let someone who's a ball hawk get a chance to get in there and make some explosive plays for us. And I'm not really worried about that age. And for the money we could get, that value we can get for him, I mean, we don't call him value ballot for a reason. Let him go ahead and work that magic and get some. There's mutual interest. You know, back in March when all this first started talking, there was mutual interest between the two groups. Of course, obviously didn't go anywhere at that point, but there ain't no door left closed right now. So the Colts have an opportunity to revisit and maybe say, hey, here's what we think about XYZ. And someone like him, who I'm sure is wanting to play and wanting to play with a team that he can probably have an opportunity to be in some kind of contention for something, he's going to be all ears. He's going to be all ears. So why not go ahead and you know, make something happen now?
Needs to make something happen. We need some additions. And this Colts team, it looks good. There's a lot of good things about it. We're promising. We have a promising offense, a defense that's really building up. But, you know, we can always use upgrades in teeny tiny spots. So I'm talking about this safety upgrade. Give our secondary the boost it most desperately needs, I would say.
Absolutely. That's it for me, man. Let's get Diggs in the building. Ziggy already reached out to him way back in his first start. Ziggy want him, I want him. That's all.
Say less. Talk to him, Zaire. Hey, that's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Colts Cast. We are live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts. We'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Y'all take care.
Take care.